8:34, Seattle's morning news. Colleen O'Brien here, Chris Sullivan, Tom Hutler. We have our producer, David Burbank, grooving right now, actually, to this music. One of my favorite bumps, actually.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. That was a great bump.
It was a good one. Gets us in the mood for Friday. Coming up at 8:47, Mickey Gomez updates us on the latest development with the GLP-1 drugs used for weight loss. But right now, it is one of the great joys in life, isn't it? Parenthood. But there are some things that just nag you throughout your experience being a parent. One of them, diapers, keeping them in full stock, the price of diapers. Imagine, too, with inflation right now, purchasing those diapers for some can be a really steep expense, a difference between maybe putting gas in your car and buying some diapers. Thankfully, someone is doing something to help. I spoke with Cheryl Hurst. She is the founder of the March for Diapers Drive, which is taking place right now. And Cheryl described her lofty goal.
We are going for 500,000 diapers. We actually did 412,019 diapers in 1 month last year. So I guess it could happen.
I think it could. How long does something like 413,000 diapers last you?
Last year we gave to 20 nonprofits. This year we have it down to 17 nonprofits. Unfortunately, it lasts about 3 to 4 months at each one of these nonprofits. They're not giving away a whole box, by the way. They're getting between 12 to maybe 24 diapers a visit, and sometimes that visit's only once a week. And we also collect adult incontinence disposable products because, unfortunately, neither one of those is covered under a state EBT card, which you can buy food and pop and energy drinks, but you can't buy hygiene products.
I was reading that. It's shocking to me that diapers, of all things, are not covered by WIC or EBT. Why is that?
First of all, they consider it the same as tobacco and alcohol. It's kind of like something that they feel is not a needed product.
And so we do these diaper drives. Why did you start this a decade ago?
Oh, the very short story is try volunteering at a domestic violence shelter, Dawn Domestic Violence Shelter, at Christmas time. And I looked at all the people that were coming through, and they had, you know, they had babies and toddlers and stuff with them. I looked in the storage and there was one box of diapers. So that doesn't really work.
No.
So I asked them why there would only be one box of diapers. And they said, that's not something we really have a budget for.
Here we are 10 years later. You've been doing this since that moment in your life that changed your life. And we're still, the need is what, even more?
Oh, it's craziness. If you talk to a lot of the food banks and any of the nonprofits, people talk about the greater need for food nowadays, of how expensive it is. Very rarely are they getting help with diapers unless they're going to a nonprofit. Or kindly, a lot of churches are now collecting diapers and helping out and things like that. You know, the March of Diapers has been once a year. There are so many food banks everywhere desperate for diapers. I was like, if you have open packages, we take open packages.
Mm-hmm. You think, there's only two left in the package. I'll just toss it. I don't need them anymore. My child's potty trained. You'll take those.
Yeah.
It seems in talking about this, Cheryl, that you just crack your heart wide open when it comes to this drive and connecting community. Why is that?
Well, now you're going to get me all sad. I just can't imagine having no help. You know, I get talking to parents. I've talked to police officers. Talked to a police officer in Kent a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about where he's gone into some hotel rooms where there's things going on with families. And he said, Cheryl, I've bought a few boxes of diapers. Just wanted to let you know that. He said, I have an 18-month-old. It's really painful when you walk in there and you see a baby and you can see that diaper needed to be changed 3 or 4 or 5 hours ago. I just tell people, if you've ever wanted help in your life, go out and help somebody.
You get something back in return.
Yep.
Joy.
Oh, some people, I've never seen people so excited and thrilled to get a box of diapers or to be able to say, you know, you've changed our world. You can't help everybody, but it's like the starfish. You know, everybody's said it a million times. You help that one.
And here you are, 500,000 diapers. So if you want to help, you can do the right thing, nonprofit.org. Cheryl, really appreciate your time. Thank you for sharing your heart with us. And I really hope we can help you reach your goal.
Oh, I so appreciate you, Colleen. Thanks so much.
And she also let me know that there is an incentive if you do want to participate in the diaper drive. Maybe you have a Girl Scout troop that can help out with this, or a work party that you might want to collect at least 2,500 diapers. So anybody who collects 2,500 or more diapers and turns them in is entered to win a week at her condo in Maui. And last year, it was the odds were 1 in 129. So pretty good odds of getting that week in Maui. So you just need to turn in 2,500 or more diapers. Again, information on that can be found at dotherightthingnonprofit.org.